Hi, I'm Jack, and you're listening to Dragon Reads. Scythe is a book about corrupt rulers in a corrupt world. The main plot is that two main characters are brought together without their will, and they become best friends. This book is great because it shows a great story with great characters and a great character development. If you like murder and dark stories, then you would love this book. I think this is a good book for everybody. Even if you aren't into dark fantasy, I think that everyone should read this book. One of the reasons this book works so well is because both Rowan and Citra's stories fall right into place. We also see intense decision-making over and over, which keeps the book interesting. The story is building up to when Citra and Rowan have to fight to see who will become the better Scythe. The only problem is that they've been living with each other for months and will have to decide if they want to fight or let the other person win. This book is like Maze Runner number 2 if it was a lot darker and had less zombies. This book was recommended to me by my friend who had already read it and loved it so much he had to show me. His mom is an English teacher and she gave him the book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So our story starts off with Citra and Rowan living normal lives with friends and family, until Citra's neighbor is chosen to be killed by the Scythe named Faraday. This triggers part of the story when she's introduced to Faraday and Rowan. On Rowan's side, Scythe Faraday forces Rowan to help him find someone that goes to Rowan's school. After the student is killed, rumors of Rowan helping his Scythe are spread throughout the school. Rowan is then chosen to be the Scythe apprentice of Faraday. Rowan and Citra move into Faraday's apartment to train. Each week, they are given a schedule of who will be killed and when to kill them. Of course, neither Citra nor Rowan want to kill anybody. They have been told if they refuse to become apprentice hitmen, they will be executed by the world government. Overall, this book is one of my favorite books I've ever read. As soon as you think the book is about to get boring, a fire conflict comes up and then adds more detail to the story. This book never disappoints me in any way. Even after you finish the book, it still makes you think. Almost halfway through the book, Citra's really dark past is brought up into the story. Personally, this was my favorite part of the book, when Citra talks about when she was a little girl and her life being changed forever. The best part about Scythe is that it never gets boring. They keep throwing interesting topics into the mix, which makes the book more detailed and exciting. I think this book has the greatest plot twist I've ever seen. The best part is that no one can see it coming. That is what made me think about this book for months after I finished it. As soon as I finished this book, I told Wynn and Lawson to read it, and they both said they loved it. They also said it had a huge plot twist. We could all agree that this book is almost a complete masterpiece when paired with all the other books we have read. Whenever I think of this book, it makes my heart hurt. It makes my head hurt from all the tiny little details that made the whole story more interesting. This book has a special spot in my favorite bookshelf. This book was so much fun reading that I may have to reread it. That's why I think you should read the book Scythe.